Welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. You are with me, the Bad Monkey himself. Kia ora koutou ko Ruben Raj Aho. Get ready for some new alternative and indie music from New Zealand and abroad. These are songs that don't often get played on other radio stations. Music that does not get a lot of commercial airtime. But you can enjoy them here with me on the Bad Monkey Music Show. Every Sunday at 12:30. I am part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. We are a group of DJs at radio13.co.nz who curate our own playlists, which means we go in search of good music, and if we like it, we play it. So if you've got any songs, all the artists out there, all the musicians out there, if you've got any songs, head on down to radio13.co.nz and send it to us. We would love to hear from you. This is episode one, and today, it's Sunday, 12:30, bright sunny day here in Auckland. You wouldn't tell it's winter if you just sit here in the studio looking out. I will be featuring new music from Troy Kingy, George, Wallace Bird, Slater Kenny, and more. And I'll also be sharing parts of my interview with Lisa Crawley and Molly Devine. So stay tuned. Don't touch their dial, as they say. We are live today in Planet FM studio and coming to you at 104.6. I'm going to play my first track here, and this is actually from, I believe, from George. This is Vacant Cities. Enjoy.
Anything on nothing at all.
You're listening to the voice of Georgia Lyons, who goes by the name of George, and she is from Mount Maunganui. And I saw her recently open for Ale at Anthology K Road a couple of weeks ago, and I was taken away. Her voice, as you heard from that last track, is exquisite, divine. And she played solo on guitar, keyboards, and her brother joined her for drums for a couple of songs as well. George has a Kickstarter page where she's raising some funds for her debut EP to be recorded in Houston, Texas. So head on over to her Facebook page, George Music, and you can find links to her Kickstarter page. She's raised quite a bit of funds already, and that just goes to show how much support that she's already got. So, hey, let's join me. Let's support New Zealand artists and get George over to New Houston so she can record that EP of hers. And my next song here is from another artist that I have grown to love very much. This is Troy Kingy, who just released his latest single, actually, last Friday, Babylon Grows.
They catch you sleeping eternally, baby. They suck you in and spit you out. If only there was another way, we wouldn't have to scream and shout. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. We see the flames in the distance. Nobody wanna put them out. Epitome of persistence. We might as well scream and shout. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. History swept under the rug. Forgot who was a change. Mountains watch since the dawn of time and remain until we're gone. As long as there's peace, there will never be peace. Now everybody want a helping hand or somebody that'll understand. Send a message to the western land that we live in castles made of sand. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon.
We're listening to Troy Kingy and a revamped version of his band there called The Upper Class. And that was his latest single. It's the first one from his third album called Holy Colony Burning Acres. What an interesting name. And that's going to be released on AAA Records in July the 12th, I believe. It's somewhat different from Troy's last album, Shake Your Skinny Ass All the Way to Zygotron, which is an absolutely cool name. It's funky and groovy, which is exactly what that record is. And it's one of my prized possessions in my collection. But it's somewhat different because that record was more spacey and more psychedelic. And nonetheless, I believe Holy Colony Burning Acres is going to be a very hard-hitting album because it will touch on issues surrounding indigenous people and a very kind of rootsy, reggae-ish manner from the last single that we heard just now. So now it's time to kind of set a different kind of vibe. I'm going to get you all on your feet here with some good old-fashioned straight-in-your-face rock and roll. This is from the Auckland rock band who just played opening for Racing last night at Whammy. This is Minnie Simmons.
You got
Listening to the voice of Zach Hawkins on vocals, Brad Craig on guitar, Jesse Hawkins on bass, and Yoni Yahil on drums. That was Auckland rock band Minnie Simmons, and I tell you, this is one band that you're going to see live. This band is hitting the road to promote their new album that's coming out in July 5th, if I got it right, and they are going to start their tour in Dunedin at the Starters Bar, very aptly titled. They're going to head from Dunedin to Christchurch to play the Dark Room, Caroline in Wellington, Galatos in Auckland, before hitting Totara Street in Mount Maunganui. So once again, check out this band, Minnie Simmons. They rock the house, and they're going to tear the place apart with that groovy 60s kind of rock sound. So more of that in other shows, I can guarantee you. And this is episode 1. You are listening to me live on the Bad Monkey Music Show here on Planet FM 104.6. And it's a beautiful day out here in Auckland. You wouldn't think it was winter, I can tell you that. I would like to now play you parts of my interview recently that I did with Lisa Crawley, a New Zealand artist, who is going to make her musical theatre debut at the new Broadway show Once the Musical, which is going to play soon at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. So check out this interview and some cool stuff that Lisa is going to share with us.
Kia ora, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
We're rehearsing in quite a cold space, so everyone's got their biggest jackets and scarves and hot water bottles and everything. So.
Oh my goodness, that sounds crazy. Before we get into your stage debut in theatre, I'd like to talk music first, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Just a month ago, I believe you also released a single called Girl With No Name.
That's right, yeah, that's my most recent single.
And Baby It's Fine before that, right?
Yes, that's the one.
Both are absolutely delightful and dreamy songs, which begets the question, when will we hear more in your next album? It's your third full-length album, I think, right?
Yeah, this will be my third one coming out. The plan is to have it out later this year, all going to plan. I've done quite a few singles since my last, I did two EPs and two albums and then another EP, and I've just been releasing singles since then, and I have another single coming out shortly that I recorded 2 months ago in America, which was lots of fun. I haven't done much co-writing in the past, so I've been enjoying writing music with other people just to, I don't know, see how things can, you can be inspired in different ways and things. So I wrote my next single, it's called Best Thing in the Room, with a man called Rob Kleiner, who I met at a music conference in Hawaii, of all places.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, and then we worked together over in Los Angeles, so I enjoyed that. And the song was fun, and we'll be shooting a music video for it after the show and putting it out, and then I'm getting impatient myself.
Well, we look forward to hearing and seeing you perform, I'm sure, across New Zealand when your new album's out.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much.
And we need to talk more about the musical, because that's really coming up very soon. So
I guess
you'll be performing in front of the home crowd, so the pressure must be intense.
I know, not to mention speaking with a different accent, playing a Czech woman.
I've been
hearing a lot of accents in the last 5 months of my travels, but the Czech one was not one I'd heard a lot of, so I've been listening and trying to do my research. Yeah. It's lots of fun.
The character's name is Girl, right?
Yes.
So that's kind of like, it's kind of odd because
girl.
The last thing was Girl.
It doesn't sound like
name.
I have a very big part, does it? You're playing a girl. Like, okay,
you're playing a girl from Czech. Oh, that's cool. And tell us a bit more about your character. Is it someone that meets the main...
A music fanatic, and she comes across this guy called Guy. Well, that's his character name. And he's busking and having a bit of an average time in his life, I think. As she puts it, his life stopped a bit. And she really encourages him, over the course of only about 5 days, to really go for his music and you know, what else would you rather be doing? And just, she plays the piano and they create music together. And yeah, they've both got their own situations, and it's just a very slightly complicated love story, and quite, I suppose, quite, I don't know, it's not a Hollywood love story. It's quite real.
What can the audience expect? Is it where both of you are singing, or is it the other members of the cast are also musicians as well? And they
contribute? So everyone on stage actually plays their instrument on stage. No like band, like a lot of musicals have their band in the orchestra pit, but everyone's cast of about 12, and everyone plays a variety of instruments. Actually, it's really fun. Everyone's very, very talented, and we're just having a lot of fun and getting on really well. It's a very down to earth, fun, team of people to work with. A great kind of introduction to musicals, I suppose, if you're a songwriter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's no jazz hands in this one.
Oof. And are the members of the cast mostly from Australia, or there are some also from New Zealand, such as yourself, and I think Adam's from New Zealand as well, right?
Yes, his mum's Irish, though, so he has had that in his blood, in music, and his mum's an Irish musician as well, so yeah, he really shines. He's perfect for his role. Yeah, so we're both Kiwis. I think he grew up in Whangarei, and I am West Aucklander originally.
Oh, there you go, same as me.
Yeah,
West is best.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. What was the most challenging thing for you in preparing for this debut?
The most challenging thing has been I've had a lot of I'm going to be very honest, I've had a lot of problems with my ears. I managed to develop a very extreme case of tinnitus. So this has been, some reason, I think the universe just is challenging me a little bit, but still can play piano, still fine. It's just that's been probably the hardest thing. I didn't expect that to happen, but just sort of appeared, and I'm working on that. But probably just that. That's my day-to-day tricky part. And the other... I don't know. It's kind of like I've always done some acting bits and pieces, and it's, for me, it's like my whole plan was to do musical theatre when I was younger, and then I just sort of fell in love with songwriting and playing in bands, and so it's always been a passion. My direction sort of changed a bit, but I've loved the show for ages, so I'm really thrilled. Learning the lines and the accent, and not to laugh too much because everyone's so funny in the show. Everyone's great. Trying to keep a straight face because check people, and in the stereotype that they're in the show anyway, they're very serious.
Yes,
they're very dry sense of humor. Yeah,
kind of poker face all the time, right?
That's right. Yeah,
that's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That was part of my conversation with Lisa Crawley, who's going to make her musical theatre debut. So come on over and check out Once the Musical, which will play at the ASB Waterfront Theatre, 27th of June to the 14th of July. Tickets are now available at atc.co.nz. That's ATC for Auckland Theatre Company, .co.nz. So why don't we hear Lisa's latest single, the one that we just talked about in that little interview there. This is A Girl With No Name.
I am the girl with no name. Let me be the one to take the blame. The reason you're unhappy, excuse for being late, the one who keeps you up at night, or do I just intimidate? Slowly, your jealousy is creeping up on you. Through
That was Lisa Crowley with her latest single, Girl With No Name. Well, it's time for this week's Bad Monkey shout-out, and I would like to, this week, give a shout-out to Georgia Parker's new startup with Liam Cosley. I believe they are calling it the Parkup Collective. I cannot wait to work with Georgia and Liam and produce some cool shit for the New Zealand music industry. And the second here, I want to give a big whoop-whoop to the Bass Cafe at Titirangi Village. Thomas Rapana's coffee, I tell you, it keeps me sane. And it's another reason why the West is best. So you're going to head on down there to the Bass Cafe at Titirangi Village and try out Thomas's coffee, but also grab yourself some Croquetti Brekkie, which is one of the popular ones for breakfast, and Pigs Can Fly for lunch. Again, a very popular dish. They are open at 4:30 bright and early in the morning from Mondays to Fridays, open at 4:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. And on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, Thomas and his wonderful crew open at 5:30 in the morning and close at 4 p.m. So for Thomas and his wonderful team at the Bass Cafe in Titirangi, and to Georgia and Liam, this is a song from me especially for you.
I start my day on a tiny screen, try to connect the words that are right in front of me. I want to work city streets, no one speaks to me, there's stony faces beat. Never have I felt so goddamn lost and alone. Are you my friend? Are you there for me? Can you come to my house? I'll tell you everything. I need you more than I ever have, because the future's here.
Later Kenny, there was Corinne Tucker and Kerry Brownstein on guitars and vocals, Janet Weiss thundering away there on the drums. Their new album's coming out soon and I cannot wait. It's called The Center Wooden Hall and that's out August the 16th. I was really big into this band in the 90s and this new album is actually going to be produced by Andy Clark, who you might know as Saint Vincent. And you can already tell because that last song that we just heard, it's the synths and that sort of quirkiness there. Yeah, that's definitely Annie's touch. So here we go. I would like to now play you a song from an artist from Dunedin. Someone Like You.
I can see you in the flashing lights. Don't you come along tonight? I catch your eyes, ocean blue. So many faces, but I want you.
Someone Like You by Molly Devine, a Dunedin-based singer-songwriter. Now, I don't often share two interviews in one show, but I just had a chat with Molly a couple of days ago, and it was just so good. I just had such a fun time chatting with her about her music and what she has thought in the future that I couldn't resist. I just had to share it with all of you here today. So here's part of my little conversation here with Molly, who was in Dunedin at the time. This is the Bad Monkey Music Show, and I am delighted to speak with singer-songwriter Molly Devine from Dunedin. Kia ora, Molly. How are you today?
Kia ora. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's a lovely, lovely morning up here in Auckland, and I believe you're down in Dunedin. How's the weather there?
Absolutely glorious as well. Yeah, it's just so beautiful here today. It's hot, almost.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like winter, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, this morning was definitely winter, but it's really warmed up.
Oh, fantastic. Glad. I'm glad to hear that. We just heard the sweet sounds of your new single, Someone Like You. Yes.
Don't worry.
It's got to be, I have to say, it's got to be something special to win the heart of this old rocker, and you did with that song.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy you like it.
Oh yeah, it was kind of a fluke because I don't often listen to indie pop, but I was told to have a listen nonetheless, right? So I said,
okay.
All right. Yeah, I must recognize Jesse here. He said, Ruben, just listen to it, okay? Just listen to it.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, I'll listen to
it. Well, I guess, I mean, I used to be a rock chick, so I don't know if it comes through in the song, but I used to be a rock chick, so... You wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known if you didn't say that.
There you go. I used to exclusively sing like Led Zeppelin. Yeah, the last sort of music project I did was a lot more indie.
And I would like to ask you to share the inspiration behind the song.
Oh, okay. Well, it was written about meeting my boyfriend. And hilariously, the song sort of says it's in a club and there's flashing lights and all those sorts of things. But I actually met him at a swing dancing ball, which is a little bit different from, I guess, being in a club. And so I reimagined it, that it happened at a club, just because, I don't know, that's where the music was calling it. We wrote this, I should say, Nick Brinkman, who I was working with at the time. And I put down this beat, and I had to find some words for it, and I found those ones. I thought, I can work with this. So we changed, tweaked a few things and put it together.
So, love had something to do with it, huh?
Yes, definitely, definitely. It's that love at first sight kind of moment.
And
it was hilarious because I did. And it's embarrassing and gushy, but I walked down, I saw him and I thought, oh my goodness, who is that? And the rest is history, I suppose. He was a swing dancing teacher, so it was a bit unfair because I'd never danced before. And he was spinning me around and it was fabulous.
Oh, what? And they say fairy tales don't exist. Ah, oh, come on.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't want to seem like a stalker, but it seems that you just celebrated 3 years together.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did. So, So, congratulations to us, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's been
absolutely.
A lovely 3 years.
And how?
Yeah.
And you know, what a way to celebrate with a love song, someone like you.
Well, the funniest thing. And this was not intentional. The day that the song came out was the first day of the swing dancing festival that we have here in Dunedin. And it was like 3 years on from the night that I actually met him. How's that for a fairy tale?
There you go.
Didn't realize until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I went, oh my goodness, that's so weird. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Well, there you go. And how did you get to meet with Nick? This will be the same Nick that worked with Lady Hawk, the Naked and Famous, yes. Mitch James, right?
Yeah, so I'm so fortunate. I met him actually through Knickknack Media. They were sort of helping me find some people to collaborate with. And they sent me on to actually Nigel Stanford, who works in the same studio as Nick in Wellington, and also Nick. And yeah, it was my first collaboration. And I was really nervous, and I understand Nigel was really nervous because he'd never done sort of a pop collaboration before. Yeah, but Nick was, he's been doing it for years, this whole collaborating thing that we do now. So it was great. We met and we wrote so much music.
Was this the reason for the change of music that you perform now?
Well, I mean, I definitely guided it to where it's gone. A huge part of the brightness and joy in the sound, I really think, comes from Nick. But I did make an intentional decision about halfway through last year that I really wanted to write from a different place. Before that, I just finished university and I was feeling quite disturbed about the universe, as you do. I was a bit of like I was really worried about the patriarchy and just, you know, writing songs coming from a very dark place.
Right.
That was great, you know, like I really enjoyed doing that. I think I needed to do that. And then suddenly I turned around, I realized I felt a lot lighter and I didn't really, those songs, they weren't resonating with me as much. And I really wanted to write from a place of gratitude and I guess a happy place, because that's what I was really feeling, and I like to mirror what I'm feeling and in what I'm creating. So,
excellent. No, excellent.
And I wanted people to dance. I really wanted people to dance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because I love performing. That's a huge part of music for me. It's a performance side of it. So, like, having music that the audience can move to, that was a way that I really wanted to go.
Brilliant. And what does the future hold for Molly? I mean, are you planning some shows?
Yes. So I've got, on the 13th of July, here in Dunedin, I've got a show at a new venue called Bark. It's sort of an extension of a favourite venue here in Dunedin called Dog With Two Tails. And, it's a great place. I'm so excited to play there with a guy called Trent Hawthorne. Yeah, so that's coming up 13th of July. And I've got a live video that I've worked on of Someone Like You that will be coming out soon as well.
Ah, there you go. Would there be some swing dancing in this video, one would ask?
No, there won't, but there will be a double bass, which is quite
fantastic.
Sort of along the same lines. Yes, I've got double bass and acoustic guitar. It's a very different version.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, why not? My brother plays double bass and he was there and we thought, let's just do it.
So, yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
And are you planning on releasing an EP or an LP sometime soon? You mentioned that you had 10 songs in the bag with Nick, right?
Yeah. So that's the thing. We've got them and we've just finished 4 more today. So it's like we're looking at them going, what next? I think I'm going to do a few more singles at this stage. And then, yeah, possibly later in this year, release a body of work. That's where we're thinking at this stage, yeah.
Well, I'm really happy for you. I can feel this energy. It's positive, and you're looking forward to it. You're excited, and that's really, really happy to see that you are just taking off in your career.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was part of my chat with Molly Devine. Molly is based in Dunedin, so you can catch her when she performs next at Bark down in Dunedin on the 13th of July. And also look out for that live video that she mentioned in that interview of her latest single, Someone Like You.
And as a river flows with you, and I am made of water, surging into history, universal mystery. Choose the life that we were given, so we move across the land to sky to sea, looking for more than we were offered. Are we not allowed? Are you still where your mother pushed you out? I doubt that this is true. If you can move, then I will too. To safety, to the land, to the mouth of the sea, to the land, to the sea, to safety, overcoming mystery. Brave enough to pave a basic decency for humankind. A baby lost its family, lost its life. Don't turn your face away. Don't tell me poor desire for jobs and civic order when I know you see it differently. You want sharp pilot whites, you want it clean. Walk 3,000 miles of you. To the land, to the sea, to safety. To the land, to the mouth of the sea. To the land, to the sea, to safety. To a land, to the sea, to safety. To a land, to a land, to the land.
safety, overcoming mystery.
Listening to a track called As the River Flows by Wallace Bird. She's an Irish singer-songwriter that's based in Berlin. And if you remember, a couple of years ago, there was this viral photograph that went all over the world, all over the news, of a three-year-old boy that was washed up on a Turkish beach. And this was in 2015, yes. And the three-year-old boy was Alan Cardi. He was a Syrian refugee. Well, that same image kind of broke Wallace's heart, which kind of led her to write and sing this song of hope that she put together to celebrate the good in human nature. You can catch that song and a lot more in her new album titled Woman, which will be out in September 2019. Now for something a little different.
In the city, halfway down Easy Street, we keep the porch light burning, we keep the guard dog mane. Don't ring the doorbell if you're not our kin. No, don't ring the doorbell, we won't let you in. Watching the world outside, waiting for you and your company of strangers. As you drift upon the shifting of the tide, in the city, standing on our own two feet. We've got a good thing going, we've got everything we need. Don't ring the doorbell, don't call the phone. No, don't ring the doorbell.
You're listening to a song there from Skyscraper Stan, and that was called Doorbell. I just wanted to give you a bit of a teaser, and this song is on his latest album, Golden Boy, Volume 1 and 2. On radio13.co.nz, we gave this album a 4.5 out of 5 stars. It is that bloody good. I can guarantee you that Stan songs will get under your skin. So you need to get on down to your record store and look for Golden Boy Volume 1 and 2 out now on Heart of the Rat Records. And now for a favourite artist of mine who's bilingual. She's a singer-songwriter and also an artist as well. Here's Huya from Auckland. Well, that's all the time I have now for the first episode of the Bad Monkey Music Show. And that was Kani Kani from Huya Hammond, a song called, I believe, it means dance in Maori. It was inspired by gatherings around the fire, new lovers and the stars above. So check out Huya Hammond's music. It's really delightful, it's really fresh, and just gets you up dancing. So this was episode 1 of the Bad Monkey Music Show. I'm on every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed your time with me for the last hour. Thank you for your time. I hope to play more music with you. Follow me at radio13.co.nz. Until the next time, stay well, stay cool.
Me and my monkey, and with his dungarees and roller blades, smoking filter tips, reclining in the passenger seat of my supercharged jet black Chevrolet. He had the soft top down, he liked the wind in his face. He said, son, you ever been to Vegas? I said, no. He said, that's where we're gonna go. You need a change of pace. When we hit the strip with all the wedding chapels and the neon signs, he said, I left my wallet in El Segundo and proceeded to take $2,000 of mine. We made tracks to the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Asked the bellboy if he'd take me and my monkey as well. We looped in the passenger seat of my car. Oh, with a smile, he said, if your monkey's got that kind of money, sir, then we've got a monkey there. Me and my monkey, with a dream and a gun. I'm hoping my monkey don't point that gun. Elevator, I hit the 33rd floor. We had a room up top, but the panoramic view was like nothing you'd ever seen before. He went to sleep in the bidet, and when he awoke, he ran his little monkey fingers through the yellow pages.
World Service is imported song. Okie doke. 40 minutes later, they came up, knock at the door, and walked this big badass baboon into my bedroom with 3 monkey horns. Hi, my name is Sunshine. These are my girls. Lace my palm with silver, baby. Oh, yeah, and they'll rock your world. So I'll watch pay-per-view and polish my shoes and my gun. Sticking on Kurt Cobain, sing about lithium. There came a knock at the door and it walked Sunshine.
What's up?
You better get your ass in here, boy. Your monkey's having too much of a good time. Me and my monkey drove in search of the sun. Me and my monkey don't point that gun at anyone. Me and my was high, said it was a burning ambition to see her before he died. We left before encores, he couldn't sit still. Sheena was a blast, baby, but my monkey was ill. When I played blackjack, kept hitting 23. Couldn't help but notice this Mexican just staring at me. Wasn't my monkey, I couldn't be sure. It's not like you've never seen a monkey in rollerblades and dungarees before. Now don't test my patience, cause we're not a fight. How did I get mixed up with this fucking monkey?